Oh, that'll be One Direction and history here at the Tony Horn Radio Show. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks for all the interaction. Let's have a little look and see what's... well, I can't really see what's happening on the social media because I have so many screens these days. Do you have TweetDeck? Steve's set up the TweetDeck here so I can see, like, all my 55 Twitter accounts and stuff. What we got here? Daz, who's the most loyal listener. He tweets us every Sunday. He still will about 2 years after I'm dead, probably. he says... So Steve's been in a conversation with Dazza, and Steve's been telling Dazza that I've been quiet on the social media because I've been busy writing. I have. I've been... Oh, yes. Ask me how many words I wrote yesterday.
God, how many?
How many do you reckon?
About 4,000.
9,000.
Oh, that's impressive.
And good night. Yeah, so that's a... Well, I signed a confidentiality agreement, so I'm not allowed to say what it is. But the guy's in Sweden, so I'll probably be okay.
I had a sneaky read of it myself, didn't I?
Oh, you did? Good. Yeah, you had a little bit of it, yeah. So, but this is a guy who was entrapped in a drugs story and ended up in prison in Dubai. And I won't say any more. But
it's a good read.
Well, how he got out of prison is crazy.
Well, you've not written that far yet.
Have I not? I'll be there later. I'll be there about 9 o'clock tonight after the show. See, this is my Sunday. I'm not moaning, but this is my Sunday. 4 hours on the air. Get the kids. Redistribute the kids at 6 o'clock. Pour the wine. Start writing. Bed at midnight. Anyway, so that was a good day. That it was good, and I like to be very productive on the days that not on the radio. So most books come in about 90,000 words, and I think I'm up to 50,000. So I reckon another 2 weeks. there'll be people listening to this that have said, "Oh, I've always dreamed of writing a book. For 10 years, I've been thinking about writing a book." You just got to give up TV, trust me. You've got to give up TV. I know the football's on at the moment, but you have to make a sacrifice. You just have to give up something to find the hours. Anyway, there you go. Dazza says, "I'm up nice and early so I don't miss a second of the Tony Horn Radio Show." That can't be true.
Well, that was yesterday. I've not seen a tweet this morning.
It can't be true, that. I mean, don't tell me that you don't go for a pee or something during the weather. Well, you know, the weather's the weather, isn't it? Oh, by the way, actually, I'd tell you what I did read, because I thought it was cold when I got up, but I did read that we're heading towards 26 degrees in the next few days. Let me have a little look at the very unreliable weather app. Sorry, I think the cleaner's just wandering in, or somebody. So now I can hear some keys going. There's never anybody in the building on a Sunday, so we leave the radio door open, basically. Yeah, what do we got for the rest of the week? We're up at 21 by Tuesday, and 23 by Thursday, but still veering towards cloud. What else have we got here? I saw something that I really, really wanted to mention.
I lost it.
Well, I've got loads of things up here. Like, oh, yeah, no, this is what I wanted to mention. You know, sometimes you might see quite a good example of this is, you know, if you go on Twitter and you scroll down the trending topics and you see a name and it's somebody famous, you automatically assume two things, I think, particularly in 2016. You assume either they've been arrested on some sex charge or something, or they've died, because so many people have. Think of the start of the year, that was just grim, wasn't
it? See, what bugs me is when you get the push notifications on your phone, and it chops it off before you actually find out. So it comes up with the name. You're like, what's happened to them?
Well, this is, I've got to say, this is a little bit of a radio thing. But on my Facebook right now, it says trending D Ford. So many people listening to this won't know who D Ford is. But Dee Ford's one of the figureheads of the UK radio industry, runs a major radio group. I used to work for her many, many years ago. Twice. Anyway, so I look at my Facebook and this is like Dee Ford's trending. So for anybody listening, you know, that doesn't know Dee, you just take the name of somebody that you used to work for 5-10 years ago and they suddenly appeared on your timeline. You go, what's that all about?
Yeah.
What's that all about? There's got to be big news. Anyway, I click on it and it says, Kansas City Chiefs, my team, linebacker Dee Ford leaves practice with tendinitis in knee, coach says. And it can cause great confusion when somebody you know also there's somebody famous of the same name.
But also makes you wonder how many mentions you need before you start trending.
Well, I know that's very 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 good point because you see some small things trending on the Twitter. I mean, not that this is the most important thing on the planet, but what have we got today? I mean, you know, hashtag Shrewsbury Half. So that's probably the Shrewsbury Half Marathon. Well, you know, it's not Rio 2016, yeah. Is it? Let's be honest. Five people got up early and started trending about that. Hashtag Hull 10K is the most tweeted thing about at the moment. If you want to do a 10K, I can think of better places to do it than Hull. No. No disrespect, but I mean, if you're in Hull, obviously it's handy. Yeah. Very handy. And also, hashtag Manchester Day is trending. Now, this is, I don't know how often you'd like going to Manchester. I mean, I do not go into Manchester at all, but I was there for Coldplay. So I did see the signs going up for this, and I don't really know what happens, other than that it's obviously going to be a very, very big day, with, I'm assuming, music and food festivals and face painting and all the stuff that goes to make a day.
The thing is, though, with it being a city like that Manchester is, think it'd be a week.
Well, that is a very good point. I don't know when Manchester Day started, but I feel it began because, you know, every August, the 1st of August, is Great Yorkshire Day, and the Yorkshire people really stir this up. They really like to wind the rest of the country up on the 1st of August. And it suddenly gathered some real momentum to the point that it became like a viable business proposition. You know, they actually could sell a bit of Yorkshire. And you remember, Yorkshire's, the Tour de France was in Yorkshire. And suddenly Yorkshire's got all this energy. And I think people looked over the Pennines and went, we'll have a bit of that, thank you. And I reckon, I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe Manchester Day's been there forever. But I reckon that's how it started. Floors for you.